Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Ms. Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever. I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Besties, it is actually officially Sunday, my upload day. I'm going to get into why I'm super late on this, as to like why I'm recording super late, or literally the essentially morning of, and I'm taking my ass right back to bed the second I finish this. But anyways, you read today's title. We're gonna really get into it today. It's gonna be a short episode because one, I'm really fucking tired, and I will explain in a minute why. But two, I don't want to make this intro too long. I just want to say that honestly, I am so eepy right now. And I actually forgot that I have like this podcast I'm still doing. Not gonna lie, like every week I've been forgetting recently, more so than ever. And then like I have those moments where I'm like fully on it and then I forget about it because I think I have time and then I don't. But anyways, this intro is long enough. I will see you guys. We're gonna address the elephant in the room in a minute. But nonetheless, I will see you guys in a couple minutes. Bye. And we're back, ladies and gents. Now, you knew this was coming. For those who don't know, I have been dedicating every one of my episodes, or at least my comeback episodes, to what is going around the world, or what's just going on around us. And honestly, I don't know how many more times I have to emphasize it. All the links are in the bio. Everything is just happening all at once. Truly everywhere and everything all at once. Oh my god, I was gonna burp and it didn't come out. Oh my god, I did not want to do that in the microphone. Oh god. Okay, we did it. Okay. Oh, okay. Not important, but anyways. On a more important factor though, right now, you know, it is actually very cold in LA. It has been cold for the past like 2 weeks recently. And just thinking about, you know, taking into consideration just, you know, this is like the worst of times for my world, you know, but I can't even fathom the worst of times for others. So truly just keep in mind what's going on in this world. Yeah, I feel like as, you know, the new year is still kind of fresh, I feel like everyone else is kind of accustomed to like adjusting to, you know, their 2024. But just a reminder that a lot of people did not get to see 2024. A lot of children did not get to continue their academic careers. A lot of grown adults did not continue their dreams and their aspirations and so much more. I can go on and on. But it's also to also be, you know, mindful. And also, as I'm uploading this, I know it's a Super Bowl. I know y'all don't give a fuck about what I have to say. But just be considerate. I know it is Super Bowl Sunday, but just keep in mind that there's so much going on in this world, and we as people in, you know, the US have the luxury of watching a football game. I mean, I'm not going to, but y'all listening probably will. And, you know, you get to turn off what's going on around you in other parts of the world. I mean, what to, like, you know, watch a game versus, you know, people that don't have that luxury, that they're fighting for their lives and they can't really turn off what's going on in their life currently. And with that being said, it's important to just be mindful of where you're at. You know, you're going to be surrounded by loved ones. Maybe you're going to a Super Bowl party, a tailgate, or you're actually going to the actual Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't know where you're listening to in this time. I don't know where you're listening to me right now. But yeah, you get to do those things. You get to be surrounded by friends, loved ones of all kinds, family, anyone in your life that you really value, and have a Super Bowl Sunday and just enjoy, you know, your time off, your day off essentially from work, or you have work and you're surrounded by your coworkers listening to the game. And regardless though, you are around people that you know, you care about, and you value. And a lot of people right now cannot say the same in this time. And so with that being said, I'll leave all links for what's going on in Palestine, the Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and just where to get informed and who to follow to stay informed and to stay updated. And just, it is overwhelming. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say it's not overwhelming. It's not scary. It's very hard to, you know, keep track of what's going on around the world and to also just be the voices of those who cannot have their voices heard. It is very overwhelming, not to a point where I'm like, oh, this is too much for me. It's just like, it does get, you know, it does get harder some days. You know, I feel like I've been super busy personally recently, and I just haven't really been on socials that much as I would like to be. And also, I'm kind of just I'm going to go into it as to like why socials isn't really my thing at the moment. Every now and then it kind of is, but I just feel like I don't really need to be posting. But that's not what the point of this little segment is. It's just, keep your eye on what's going on in this world. It's very important, and the world needs you, even though you don't feel like you're a necessity or feel like you're an asset. But with that being said, I'm going to transition into the part of the episode where we talk, we gossip, we chisme and whatnot. But I will see you guys on the other side. Please take care of yourselves, stay healthy, stay warm, and stay dry, LA. Bye. And we're back, ladies and gents. So I am going to address the elephant in the room about so many things. First of all, happy 100 episodes, you guys. I can't believe it's been 100 episodes of me doing Nadie Preguntó. And for those who actually don't know the translation for it, it's literally translated as like nobody asked, which is super funny because nobody at the time when I was making this podcast idea come to life asked for a podcast, because there was already like 100 of them popping up every day, 100 different ones, 100 new people. And so with that being said, I titled it Nadie Preguntó. Wow, I don't think I've ever told that story, which is super funny, but I feel like now more than ever I should tell it since it's been 100 episodes. And so with that being said, I also would like to address the second elephant in the room, which is why I missed out on the actual last Sunday, exactly a week from today. I had family in town. My sister was in town, and I was just kind of driving literally everywhere. If you live in LA, dude, driving anywhere when you live far from LA is like a whole day trip in itself. And I was doing that pretty much every day. And I was like kind of just on go-go mode the whole week and whatnot. So I didn't really have time to sit down. And also this week, so the reason why I'm super late to recording today for this episode that I almost didn't actually do, all right? I was so tired, I almost didn't do it. But the reason, I do have a valid reason, not like you asked, once again, nadie preguntó. But the reason is that I just have this thing where I think I have a lot of time to do like 100 different things, and I don't. I woke up late. I actually got up out of my bed at 11 a.m., which is rare for me, but I told myself I would get up every day really early for the gym on weekdays, Monday through Friday, and then like Saturday, Sunday, I'm like really just rotting in bed every morning. You know, I feel like that's pretty reasonable, I would say. A lot of people do that with, you know, Monday through Friday jobs. I would feel like that's pretty normal. And so it's really rare for me to, you know, not be up super early. So I just want to be like, you know what? Usually I have dance in the morning on Saturday mornings, but I chose not to go because I was just like, you know fucking what? I am tired of waking up early, bitch. Like, a bitch is tired, you know? And so I was going to originally record on Thursday, but it came to my attention that I actually didn't have time on Thursday, and it was super last minute too. I thought I had all the time in the world. I don't know what I did. Just remember, I have no concept of time, my fellow aliens. I don't have any concept of time, like, at all. I have the worst concept of time known to man. So I thought I had enough time to do it. I even had like my notes ready to go for a completely different topic and whatnot. But today's episode is actually dedicated to, you know, 100 episodes. And just kind of what I've learned in the 100 episodes. And also, since this episode is going to be up for Valentine's Day weekend, or like the start of the week of Valentine's Day, I have just been in such a, you know, lovey-dovey mood for like just anything, really. I feel like there's that love is in the air, you know, like I feel that energy. And with that being said, what was I going to say? Yes, I do have Valentine's Day plans. Y'all don't need to know my business, though. But yes, I will be out and about with a lovely boo. But anyways, not like y'all asked. Once again, nadie preguntó, you know? But yeah, it's also like it's been 100 episodes of this podcast, of Nadie Preguntó, and it feels so interesting because it doesn't feel like it's been 100 episodes. It feels like low-key might have miscounted because I have, once again, no concept of time and no concept of numbers. But in all seriousness, though, as it really dwindles down to fully 100 episodes of Nadie Preguntó that I started back in November of 2020, peak pandemic days, I want to say that my reflection at the most has been to just, one, stay consistent, even though some days I really have nothing to say, which is odd for being a Gemini. I always have some shit to say. But with that being said, I feel like this podcast is like my little baby, you know? It's like my child, you know? I've been doing this for at least 3 years now, and technically I'm going to say two because for almost a full year I didn't really record anything, I didn't upload anything. And I was finally ready to revive it recently, late last year, and so, or even earlier this year. Like I said, I have no concept of time. I don't even know when I decided to revive this episode and this podcast. Oh God, y'all. I am so fucking EP. You would think that I have my life in order, but I don't. I don't. It's just the truth of it all. But in all seriousness, though, in all reality, whoop, there goes gravity. It has been 100 episodes of Nadie Preguntó, which is so crazy to me. Not in a bad way, though, for sure. I think that the biggest reflection that I have and I will take away is that it's been funsies. It's just so funsy sometimes. And sometimes it is hard. Sometimes I'm like, damn, I still have to do this. Not getting paid for it. Haven't gotten paid like once for it, which is kind of crazy to me. But at the same time, I have to really, you know, look at the facts and be like, well, I'm not recording physically like my actual, you know, actual face to a name type of thing, face to a actual kind of podcast, like every other podcast in the world records themselves and the host and whatnot. Do I do that? No, because I low-key don't want to do that. And to be honest, I already suck at time management. I don't think I could even fathom thinking and considering a whole video portion of this. Ooh, yeah. It's really EP hours, y'all. It's like 12:45 a.m. So, oh my God. No. Who was texting me at this hour? Quiet on set. Quiet on set. Me telling myself that, like, when there's no one else here. Guys. Sorry, y'all. I just decided to drink water in your literal face. Oh my God, stop it. 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 Who is texting me right now? Quiet on set. Quiet on set. Quiet on set. No, I'm serious. Okay. Oh my God, quiet on set. Okay. Fuck. Anyways, we're gonna restart. We're gonna restart. Whoo. Okay, besties. Besties. We're gonna be serious again. Besties. Woo. Okay. Besties. Okay. On all seriousness, like for real this time, I'm trying to revive myself naturally with energy that I can just pull out of my ass right now. Which, by the way, my ass has gotten fatter. Shout out to creatine and Bulgarian split squats. There, I said it. Protein. I know her, but I don't know her enough. I should have more of it, but I don't. And I don't think I ever will. But anyways, though, fellow aliens, it has been. 100 episodes of the Nadie Preguntó podcast. And I mentioned that I started this back in November of 2020. And I don't think I really always explain why I started this podcast. I feel like I have briefly mentioned it, but I never actually like said why. One reason is because during the time I was in school, I was getting my edumacation on, if you will. I was in college, if you will. I was in the college, in the college, you know, I was getting educated and whatnot. And I just felt as if, for those who don't know me, I've been in school for longer than I can even fathom. And I decided to take a break from school. Not essentially, I was still doing school at the time, but I just felt like I was basically just doing school just to do it. And also I just picked an easy major just so I could, you know, get A's and just pass. That's like literally my belief system when it came to that. And I also felt like I wasn't really connecting with my major. And also I was just in school for too long, sweetie. I was in community college for like 3 years before I transferred to the university I'm in now. And I just felt like I wasn't doing anything for like actual life experience and just teaching myself another skill that wasn't just a fucking essay or assignment and busy work, essentially. And so I decided to take on podcasting because a bitch, a Gemini of me, has always some bullshit to say and nobody ever wants to fucking hear it. So I was like, you know what? Nobody gives a shit what I have to say, but I just want to put it somewhere so I can have funsies and put all of my energy into things I like to talk about or want to address or things that are on my mind every week. And I reflect on the weeks that I have and put it into a podcast for myself, really. I didn't really have any intention of really connecting with others or having them connect with what I have to say. I'm just like, girl, I'm literally just like a 21-year-old. Like, I don't have anything important to say. What is any person going to listen to me for? And so with that being said, you know, you get proven wrong sometimes. And I did it for that reason. I felt like I wasn't learning anything valuable in school. I feel like I was just busy work and just shit that I was doing for it to be easy, not because I wanted a challenge. And I don't like when it comes to school, I just want to get it over with. It was never a matter of like it's all or nothing to me. And for me, it was just like I need to get this over with type of thing. It wasn't because I wanted to be there. It wasn't because I saw the value of it. It was just because I wanted to get in, get it done, and leave. Like, I had no interest in staying longer. I have no interest in a master's degree. I have no interest in getting my fucking doctorate. None of that. But with that being said, that was one reason why I essentially started the podcast that I have now of Nadie Preguntó, the birth of her, if you will. And with that being said, the second reason as to why I wanted to do this podcast was because I don't know when I ever will end this podcast. If I ever do, you know, I would like to, you know, keep it on for as much as I'd like to. Just kind of like, I feel like as human beings, we know it's time to end something. We just kind of know. I feel like we wake up one day and we just make that decision for us. Or we finally take the initiative on the decision we've been kind of afraid to take or hesitant to take or scared to take even. And for me, I don't know how long this podcast will last. I don't know if I plan to keep it for another year or two or if I plan to keep it on for as long as I age and maybe into like my 60s. Who fucking knows, you know? And I don't really think I have to know that now. But I have mentioned briefly that when I am 40 and plus, I will be able to listen to these episodes back when I was 24 and be able to think of what I can remember what I was going through and dealing with. And for, I always say that, oh, like my memory sucks. And I say that jokingly, but I'm being so serious, y'all. Like my memory is horrendous. Like I have the worst fucking memory. And on top of that, my dad also has short-term memory loss. He's always had it. And also has gotten a little bit worse with his age. And he's still cognitive. I'm just saying that it's like gotten a little bit harder for him to remember things as time has gone on and how he, you know, he's older, he's getting older. It's very natural and very normal for a human being to age, you know, it's very human. But with that being said, like it's been 100 episodes of this and I feel very neutral about it. I don't have any negative opinion or positive opinion. I feel like I went into this, you know, making this podcast, you know, Nadie Preguntó because like I said, nobody did ask for a podcast. And two, I went into it neutral. It's probably the first thing I ever did in my life that I actually went into with no expectations, with full 100% pure neutrality of not expecting anything in return, not expecting payment of any kind, just sole excitement of just wanting to do something, just to simply want to do it and learn in oneself. And I think that it's an invaluable lesson that we all as human beings should learn to do something for the sole purpose of just doing it for fun and not for anything monetary or for attention or fame or whatever the goal is in mind. And I think that the biggest lesson I learned and reiterated when I, you know, was in dance in my dance company was like to do hobbies and have hobbies and passions and interests that you do because you just love to do it. You don't have any interest in becoming more of it or pursuing it further or taking it to the next level or monetizing it. You just simply do something that you love to do because you just simply love to do it. And that's how I feel about this podcast, because there have been times where I don't really want to do it because I'm also very busy. Like right now, I'm very exhausted. And for those who don't know, silly little update that today or yesterday, technically, since it is now Sunday, Saturday, I spent the whole day just cleaning. And I know I always say that cleaning is everything that I do, basically, but it really is. It's time consuming. And I had to clean my bathroom, clean my room. I usually clean midway through the week so I can like have my like over the weekend it's not so dirty, and like into the next week it's not as dirty because I cleaned it midway through the week, and then in the middle of the week I keep cleaning. I clean my spaces and my house and stuff like that. So as the weekend comes around, it's already clean. It's already like inviting when I want to stay home for the weekend, you know? And with that being said, that's why it took me so long to get to this, because I actually forgot I was supposed to do this. So I was like, oh fuck, I have a huge load of laundry to do. I have like 5 loads I have to do, but am I going to do all 5? Probably not. And I was just like, fuck, like I have so much to do. I have to clean. I have to also deep clean because I had to clean my kitchen. I had to clean my room. I had to clean my bathroom. I had to clean the living room downstairs. I had to vacuum all these things, and everything looks spotless. I'm not going to lie. Everything looks real nice, but it took me the whole day to do that. So, and it came down to being like 7 p.m. and I wasn't done still. And I just wanted to lay in. I just wanted to lay on my couch for just a second to like catch a breath. And then I said, ended up being on IG Reels for like another hour. And then I ordered food and I just kept cleaning as I waited for my dinner to arrive from Postmates. So there's that. But that's essentially why. And I also forgot I had to take a shower. And Saturdays are usually my everything shower, my hair, skin, like skincare, face mask, all that. And I did not wash my hair and do the everything shower because it was already 11 p.m. I was not about to do that. I was too tired. Would I have done it if I wasn't tired? For sure. But nonetheless, you guys, it has been 100 episodes of this podcast, and I have stated my reasons for it and why I'm so into it. And it was actually, like I mentioned, the only decision in life so far, and also just the only skill that I have acquired that I didn't do for any other reason but the sole purpose of just simply doing it because I wanted to and I went after it and I didn't really hesitate on it too much. I kind of just did it just because I wanted to. And now that I approach 100 episodes of Nadie Preguntó, I have come to the decision of, or not decision, really the realization of just doing whatever the fuck you want and stop hesitating on the things that you want. I'm personally about to start pursuing something that I've been wanting to pursue for like almost 3 years now. I considered it. I will not say it until it's official. I will not say what I want to do until it actually has happened and I can actually talk about it in a public, you know, notice. But just know it's a pretty big decision I have to take and also make for my finances. And I considered it a really long time ago. And I just never did anything about it. I was scared. I was hesitant because it also involved maybe losing all of my money in the process. And I never took the opportunity. And, you know, 2-3 years later, I'm considering it again. And I'm like, I think it's time to actually take some initiative on something like this. Very big. But with that being said, as I realize it's been 100 episodes of Nadie Preguntó podcast that I created, I'm noticing that one, my biggest lesson from it is that I remained neutral in all of it. I never once expected this podcast to take off. I never once expected to take this long, the long of a break that I did, because I didn't really have anything to say. I was kind of running out of ideas, concepts, and I also was going through a lot at the time. I didn't really feel like, you know, sitting down and just talking about what I'm going through, one, and two, if I didn't want to talk about it, I just knew it would be in the back of my mind haunting me as I talk about something else. And it's just very clear when someone's not, when someone's head is not into something, you can clear when they're, you can clearly tell when someone's not in the right state of mind that you want them to be. Not like it's a bad thing, it's just we have other things that we deal with as human beings, and sometimes you're trying to like balance everything, and then you end up, you know, going to a friend's birthday party and your mind is occupied with something else that you're dealing with and you're just not fully present. And that applies to all of us as human beings in every aspect of that. But as it has been 800 episodes, lol. But since it has been 100 episodes of Nadie Preguntó podcast, I've learned that it is possible to stay neutral in a lot of things. Neutral in the sense of not having expectations and just doing things for the sole purpose of just doing something for fun, to have excitement for something, to not monetize every single thing that you do, even though a lot of people in this, you know, generation would argue otherwise. But sometimes you just want to do things for the sole purpose of doing what you like to do, something, or taking on an endeavor that you've never done before for the sole purpose of curiosity. We're human beings, we're creatures, we are creatures of curiosity and nature, and we are the only mammals on this planet that have a very strong thought process, and we are put on this earth for so many other reasons, and we give ourselves reasons to give, you know, ourselves purpose and missions and things that we want to accomplish. Whereas even other mammals, other animals in general, they are put on this earth for the sole purpose of reproduction, or just the sole purpose of, you know, taking care of their ecosystem, you know. And me personally, I thought this podcast, and I still want this podcast to be something I remain neutral in. It was the first thing, like I mentioned, in my entire life that I remained neutral in. I never had any expectations. I still don't. But with that being said as well, I do want to take the time to thank everyone that has reached out to me about the podcast, that wants to, you know, learn more about it and has connected with it and has told me personally, like, hey, I've really connected with the podcast, and also your recent episode I've connected with. And it does not go unnoticed, I promise you. All those kind words go a long way, and I always consider it in my mind, and I always keep it in the back of my mind with every episode that I do make. And I also keep track of, obviously, like what episodes I've been doing the best and what, you know, you as listeners want to hear more of. And, you know, just being considerate of others and being considerate of me, which is also incredibly, incredibly wholesome and, you know, pure to me. I feel like that's so sweet that you as like listeners have considered me someone that is helping you through things, or helping you cope with life and, you know, dealing with life together, in a sense that we're going through the same things. We're all people, we're all human beings, despite age, despite where we live. It's like we all go through the same universal human experiences, and just in just different times and different ways. And with that being said, I always take it into consideration, and I always hear that, you know, I hear you guys, I do, and I am so thankful for even the niche audience that I've built, and it does not go unnoticed. And not a day goes by where I don't think of that, you know, not a day goes by where I don't think of my impact, which I don't actually think that I do have sometimes. And sometimes as people, we often forget like our impact on others, you know. Oftentimes we do forget our impact on others, and it's just like refreshing to be reminded of that every now and then, when it comes to this podcast and even in real life, you know, people have told me, you know, just like they see me and they observe me and stuff like that. And I'm like, damn, really? I don't even think about that. But it does go a long way. It really does. So thank you to everyone that listens to the podcast, to everyone that has reached out and telling me how much they like the podcast. Your words don't go unnoticed and your actions don't either. And I thank you for taking the time to even consider listening to me, of all people. And I thank you for just honestly your time and consideration of me as a creator in a podcast. You know, I think it's very important to be more considerate of others. I think it's so key. And I feel like we often forget sometimes in that lesson to be considerate of others and to consider ourselves, even to not only just consider the well-being of others, but to also keep yourself as a consideration, and a very important consideration, none, at the very most highest point. But it is 1 a.m. almost, and I'm going to upload this, you know, and I'm very eepy. But I think that's going to be where I end it, you guys. Not only am I very tired, but I think that's really all I have to say. Like, I'm very thankful for everyone that has listened to the podcast, still does, any new listeners or any former listeners or any just listeners that have been with it through the very thick and thin. I thank you and I admire you. And I want to see what you make in this world. I want to see what you create in this world, whether it's something not creative side at all. And it's just solely, you know, I want to be a doctor, or I want to be an engineer, or I want to be a lawyer, or nothing really in the creative field. I still want to see those things. I still want to see what value you bring into this world, because everything that you put into this world is very valuable, whether you choose to see it or whether you see it at all, or maybe you are having, you know, doubts if you're like, I don't know if what I'm doing is worth it. It is, trust me. You will find the people that you are meant to be around and actually see for who they are, and they see you for who you are. And I thank you all for listening to what I have to say and have been hearing me out for almost three years now. And it does not go unnoticed. It doesn't go underappreciated at all. And if you guys ever talk about, you guys can always DM me on IG. You guys can always DM me being like, hey, like, I'm a firm believer in every creator has a possibility. Me personally, if I, you know, if somebody DMs me their stuff and their work or whatever creative outlet they post into the world, and they want me to see it, like, if it's not for me, I can always be like, you know what, this isn't for me, but it might be for someone else, you know? And I always share people's, like, creative stories and or creative podcasts, whatever it is in the creative field. I always like to share it, or things that I find are fucking cool. And if it may not be for me, it may be for someone else. It can be for somebody other, you know, somebody else that's viewing my story, you know? They're like, oh, that's sick. I wonder who that is, like, and they, you know, take a look. And that's how the word of mouth spreads these days. Word of mouth is on social media, or, you know, also verbal, but most of the time is via social media. So go ahead, post whatever you want, do whatever it is that you want, follow those dreams, chase after what you want, be hungry, be thirsty, be only considerate of yourself, but also keep those in mind as well. But once again, I also thank everyone in general that has always reached out to me, who has really tried to connect with me in the podcast in any way. I see you and I hear you, and I always want to see what you put into this world, because everything that you put into this world is a reflection of who you are. And never be ashamed of what you do, and never be ashamed of what you put into this world. I have episodes that I can't even listen to back. I can't even, like, think that I actually posted that into the internet. But I will also end, since it has also been 100 episodes, I also want to add that it is also Valentine's Day that's coming up this week. And also February is just the month of love. It doesn't have to be necessarily romantic love. And for all of y'all that automatically go to the romantic route are very weird. I think it's time you guys grow the fuck up. It's like, dude, who fucking cares? If you're single on Valentine's Day for the 100th time this year, by all means, you're going to have to find a way to be okay with it. And you will live to see another day. I will actually link below my Valentine's Day episode I did. Ooh, what feels like a lifetime ago, but it was actually my most famous or my most popular episode with the most listeners and the most listens. So I'll link that below so you guys can take a little flash to the past, you know. But everything in all, thank you all so much for everything that you've done for me. And I hope I can return the favor to you and whatever it is that you do in this life. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Peace, love, and self-love. It is all this time is all about love, self-love, loved one for others, romantic love, just overall love for, also just love your cliche, but love thy neighbor, as cliche as that sounds. It's pretty applicable right now. But with that being said, self-love is the most important love at the end of the day. And just love those around you. Be considerate of others. being considerate of others is the highest form of love personally. And to be a little extra lovey-dovey lately, I am Latino. Okay, let me turn on my Latina mode and lovey-dovey mode. So with that being said, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.